We're starting now the famous sugya. For those of you who thought I was going to say Teres on the Rosh with the Magen Avraham, so I was going to. I sat on it a long time yesterday. The Teres I said 5 years ago and 10 years ago, I don't like. And I don't understand it 100%. So we'll wait and see. We'll come back to the Mitzvah Shem. There is another pshat in Rashi. There is another pshat. We'll see. Mitzvah Shem, we're not going anywhere. Hopefully. We're starting now the famous sugya of Bittul, one of the famous, probably most important sugya here in the Masechta. We're going to spend the entire week on it, and probably part of next week. It's many, many sheets of very pricey, you ain't hear me? What? You get over it? I'll tell you tonight what I wanted to say. That's fair enough? You happy with that? It's only dying about yourself, not about the tzibur. Right? What do you say?
I had a mark, I'm going to say it over.
You're building your career on me. I'm happy.
What time is the event?
What time is the event? We'll see. I'm good at pushing things off. I press you come with you that. I'll tell you what I said 5 years ago. A deal? And since you're the only one who was angry at me, I mean, we can start the mixer. So bad for your wife. I mean, right, that was rage. That wasn't anger. Yeah?
That was a rough year game.
What? Enraged or engaged? What did you say? I didn't hear what you said. But she's going to hold back the terrace. Okay. Stay away from those. Zog Dimon, listen carefully. We'll come back to it. Okay, I'm going to say it's a you'll hear what why when I tell you tonight, I press why I didn't want to say it in public. Fair enough? And just come over here on the Talmud of Days. And this go over here, the Dalai Bays. The Gemara over here says for the first time a remarkable Zach, which we're going to start slowly now. There's many, many, many levels over here. And this Gemara over here intertwines with many of the Gemaras of the Masechta. We'll go slowly. The Gemara over here spoke out. Actually, the Gemara got into this from a Zaitika Zach, from a side point. That state that the reason why ladies are believed is because the whole Inyan of B'tikas Chometz is nothing less than a Drabanan. Nothing more than a Drabanan. Why? Because Bittul Be'al Masagali. For the first time, the Gemara over here says that B'tikas Chometz is only a Drabanan. We spoke about this the first day, but now we're looking at it live. B'tikas Chometz is a Drabanan because we derive a Bittul Be'al Masagali. If you do Bittul, it's Sagali, it's enough. We're meeting up now for the first time this entity called Bittul, and there are two things that we want to understand. One is, what is it? And we're going to spend the whole week and more learning it. What is Bittul? What is it? And Satan's, besides what it is, why does it work? How does it help? What happens it helps? We're going to see, Mitzvah Shem, there are three fundamental shittas over here. This is the Rashi, which is a very, very complicated shot. We're going to spend the next 2 days on it at least. We have the Shita of Tosfos, which is a relatively simple shot, as we're going to see. And then, we're going to spend the rest of the week on the Shita of the Ran, controversial Ran, the Beis, Ran, the Rabban, which is intertwined with many other Yesodos of Pesachim. As we're going to see, there's about five Pshatim in the Ran, all of them are Shver. We'll go slowly. The Gemara here says there's a thing called Bittul and Bittul Sagi Midaraisa. It works. What is this thing, Bittul, and how do I know it works? Says Rashi over here, very short words. Zok Rashi, V'bittul ba'alma d'ksiv tashbisu v'leksiv tevaru v'ashbasa d'leiv v'yashbasa. Real slowly. This Rashi has two parts to it. I want to deliberately stress the two parts because the two parts of the Rashi are going to play a major role soon. Rashi says that from the fact that the Torah said a funny lashon called Tashbisu, which is a very unusual lashon, it's the only place in the Torah where the Torah says such a lashon, the Torah doesn't use a standard lashon of Tivaru, which means get rid of it, exterminate it. His vaisto is that the Torah was mechayev a thing called Hashbasa. Hashbasa. Not Tivaru. Tivaru means physically get rid of it. That's part one of the Rashi. I want them to understand there's two parts to this Rashi. The second part of the Rashi says is that now that I'm in Machadish to you, that there's a new entity called Hashbasa. So now you should know, oh, there's a new thing called Hashbasa. It's like Rashi, Hashbasa, Belevi, Hashbasa. Hashbasa in your heart is called Hashbasa. There are two parts to this Rashi. When you learn the Azar Rashi, you have to understand that there's two parts to the Rashi. There's one part to the Rashi that the Torah was Mechadish, that the Torah wasn't Mechayev Tevaru, the Torah was Mechayev Hashbasa. Sveins. Once we know that there's a new entity called Hashbasa, which is not Tivaru. Tivaru means to burn it out, to get rid of it, to be mevire it from the house. Hashbasa means the general idea of getting, of being mashbis, the zach. Now that I know there's a new entity called Hashbasa, we go to step two and says, Hashbasa b'lev, evi Hashbasa. I mean, it's mashma and Rashi. There's no direct ribui that a Hashbasa bittul b'lev works. So once the Torah was marvered, there's a new entity called Hashbasa, Misvara, my nafkamina, because the Torah is coming to broaden the concept of how you get rid of chametz, and the Torah, by calling it Hashbasa, is coming to be marvered a new thing. What is this new thing? Hashbasa b'lev. What is this Hashbasa b'lev, by the way? Rashi says in Amud Aleph, you all remember, Rashi, when we bumped into Bittul the first time, Rashi says, Misir daitim mashvade ka'afra. You're machshavit like it's afra, like it's earth. So there's no direct ribui that Bittul works, by the way. There's also no direct ribui what Bittul is. There's a very, very weird zach. It's a very general zach that the Baal Torah used the lashon of Hashbasa is a Torah coming to be marv, but not dafka physical beer, but Hashbasa also. And then, by this misvara, we say, and Hashbasa b'leib is called, where did you get such a thing? I don't know. You want to know why the Torah was marv Hashbasa? I don't know why. Just Kozman, I wouldn't know that the Torah wanted a Hashbasa. I would say you have to have a beer. A beer is a physical zach. But once the Torah broadened the concept and called it a new title called Hashbasa, Hashbasa b'lev, have Hashbasa. That's the Pashim Shad Hamadin Rashi. Go slowly. Before we start with Tosis's Kasha, Tosis asks two types of Kashas on Rashi. And we're going to see they're not connected. They're each Kasha of Tosis is a different day. First of all, I want to start off one is Kakasha. And this kasha is a psicha to a lot of the Nesachta. We're really starting the Nesachta really from now. My first kasha is, okay, so the Torah says Tashbisu. It should have said Tevaru. Tashbisu is megala to me that is a broadening of how you get rid of chametz and how you mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu. We'll start off with that. So I have a kasha, but the Gemara says Sagi. Meduyik in the Gemara, that you're also not everybody Rabbi Motzi. So Meduyik in the Gemara, Sagi, you did your job. You're done. Gethik. What's Satsagi? Frankie Hakasha, I want to ask a Timimistic Hakasha. It's very nice you took care of Tashbisu because you megala to me that the other way of doing Tashbisu is Hashbasa b'lev, wiping it out in your heart. What about by Rabbi Motzi? Lamaisi, you own chametz. Lamaisi, you have chametz. Miska Murray Tikashailo. What does this help for by Rabbi Motzi? Lamaisi, the guy's chametz in his house. He said, Kochamir, Chamir, Niko, Meshuse. He turned it into offer. It's very nice. Well, Lamaisi, everybody, Rabbi Motzi. So you tell me, you're megala to me a new way of being Makayim the Asaf Tashbisu. What about by Rabbi Motzi? We'll go slowly. It's like this. If Rashi would have learned that the end game of Hashbasa is that it becomes Hefker, for example, Tosis is going to learn that Bittul has nothing to do with Tashbisu. Tosis is going to learn that Bittul has nothing to do with Tashbisu. Bittul's Hefker. It's not yours anymore. Remember, well, it's not yours. You're not everybody Rabbi Motzi. Because Chometz says Hefker, you're not everybody Rabbi Motzi. It's more later on. So Tosis the Marshal is going to learn that the reason why Bittul helps is nothing to do with Tashbisu. You're not Makayim Tashbisu at all. You're not Makayim Tashbisu with Bittul. I want them to understand the polar opposites here. Tosfos doesn't say, Tosfos says, Bittul is Hefker. Bittul is another way of saying Hefker. Chometz is Hefker, and Memele Chometz is not yours anymore. And Memele, not everybody Rabbi Motzi. Are you Makayim Tashbisu? Could be not. So if Rashi, in the end of the day, would learn that somehow, as a result of making a Ka'afra the Ara, it becomes Hefker, it pashit goes out of your Roshos and out of your ownership, and the Chometz is not yours anymore, so then I could hear, Bittul is Hashbasa B'lev. Hashbasa B'lev means that by me it's Ka'afra. In the end of the day, it's not yours anymore. So maybe they should ask, okay, very nice, Hashbasa b'lev, heavy Hashbasa, it's very nice. What about by Rabbi Motzi? It's your chametz? No, because at the end of the day, it becomes Hefker. The problem with that pshat, to be very blunt, is that Rashi nowhere says that al yedei Bittul becomes Hefker. There's no such Rashi anywhere. There's no such Rashi anywhere. Rashi, by the way, doesn't hide. He doesn't say anywhere. I'll tell you a minute what Rashi does say. Rashi nowhere says that al yedei the Bittul, the end game is Hefker. I'm talking about a technical zach, by the way. Does the chametz belong to you or not? Let's get technical zach. Does the chametz belong to you or not? Is it yours or not? Did it become Hefker at the end of the day? There's no Rashi on such a thing. And we'll see in a minute, there's a Rashi fakert. That's Aleph. There's another track, how to learn. There's another way of how to learn how Bittul gets rid of Vayira. And that is a Ritva Davom HaBeis. The Ritva Davom HaBeis says something very, very interesting. The Ritva Davom HaBeis says, what does Bittul do? Bittul makes it ois chometz. It's not lechem anymore, it's offer. Yeah, Maisa? I have the ability of taking a zach and saying that in my eyes, this thing is sawdust. Amachshavit ka'afradara, like the Lashon of Rashi. It's not lechem anymore, it's not chometz anymore. By the way, I'll tell you something astounding. Ad kedekach, that the Maram Chalava on the Vomer Aleph, Vomer Beis, the Maram Chalava in the middle of a very long shtickle on Vomer Beis, the Maram Chalava on Vomer Beis in the middle of a very long shtickle, the Maram Chalava asks, really, you turned it into sawdust? So why can't you eat it on Pesach? Yeah, Maisa, a Rishon asks on such a pshat, that if you learn that Hefka means it's bottle kafra the ara, affect the Maram Chalava, so eat it, right? Guy takes a 7-layer cake or whatever your Gashmias Mesorgum today are, and I know I'm way outdated, I know that, because for me that's the spitz Gashmias, I can't think of anything more than that, but I know that I'm outdated, kiyadua. But a guy has a piece of 7-layer cake, okay, which is today's the equivalent to dry no salt, no sugar crackers, yeah, that's the equivalent today, and a guy's eating it on Pesach, a guy says, it's Afrika Ahara, it's Afrika Ahara, him Kashmir is nothing, it's like sawdust, yeah? In fact, the Ram Chalava, if the reason why Bittul helps is because it's Paka, the Shem Chometz on it, Paka, the Shem Lechem, you should be able to eat it, Atke Dekach. Ram Chalava says, Ad Agav, Ram Chalava says that if you're going to eat it, Vais Tis is not such sawdust. Yeah, Ram Chalava knew this shtick, and already 1,000 years ago, Ram Chalava says, if the guest asks it, you're going to take a bite out of it, Vais Tis is not so offerdic. But then he asks a different kasha, he says, Beseder, so when you're biting out of it, what about getting nana from it? Why can't you have an offer of it afterwards? Because the word is that it's offer. Akapon and Ram Chalav is busy dealing with this pshat that you're turning it into offer. At Kedekach, by the way, it's interesting to Zach. We're going to see on the Vomer Beis. The Gemara says on the Vomer Beis, you can't make Bittul after 12 o'clock. Why can't you make Bittul after 12 o'clock? Because after 12 o'clock, it's also Be'achila, and it's also Be'hano, and it's not yours anymore. It's Pakar Yerushal. So you can't make Bittul after the Zman Isser. Effective Ritva, that's if you're making it Hefker. You're turning it into sawdust. Why can't I do it? I'm not making a chalois of momentous. I'm turning the Zachas Machshmeh sawdust. So why can't I go ahead and do it even after the Zman Yisr? Ad Kedekach, the Ritva learns. But anyway, but that's track two. Track two is a completely different track. Bittul doesn't make it Hefker. Bittul is a weird Zach that I'm evatled it from the Shem Chometz. Here, Maisa Neura, it's Paka the Shem Chometz. And about this Paka the Shem Chometz because I turned it into offer, which is a remarkable Zach by itself. Mimela, it doesn't have a Shem Chometz. It's Mimela, not over by Rabbi Motzer. Rabbi Seinu taught us that neither of these shotim fit into Rashi. That's not the reason why I'm asking the Kash on the Gemara here. Rashi over here says that Bittul works because of this diuk that it says Tashbasa Litzkiv Tivaru, so we see it's called Hashbasa. What about my Rabbi Motzer? It will be Hefker. Rashi doesn't have Hefker. It will be this business that he turned it into offer, maybe. But there's a Rashi in the Vomer Beis that I asked you to see today who says explicitly not like either track, and Dosh Teta Big Raid. Zok Rashi in Vomer Beis, Vidaita Aluye. You go over there, it's talking about Vomer Beis. Why does a person have to go ahead and Abaydik Tzok Shea Vatal? We're afraid you're going to find a piece of cake on Yontif, and Vidaita Aluye, you're going to want it. Vidaita Aluye, Chashuvihi Be'enov, Vichas Alei, the Sarfo, Umashe, Afil Regech, Venimso Ever Bayiro, Ubayimotze. So what's the bit? So what are we afraid of? We're afraid that even if you did a bdiki, you might find a piece of cake on Yontif. And when you're going to find a piece of cake on Yontif, you might want to keep it. Masha, you'll keep it around. And then you're going to be over by your house. What's the age? So do bittul. What does bittul help? Look at this Rashi over here. Then Mark Rashi. Mark Rashi, Abamisha Batla. But when you do bittul, ain't no over. Why? The Lekos of Elotashbisu. This Rashi is a landmark Rashi. Rashi over here in Vomit Beis is not coming to explain why bittul works for Hashbasa. Rashi's coming to explain, explicit Rashi, how does Bittul take care of Bayer Rabbi Motzei? Rashi on Vomit Bay is not coming to discuss how do I know that Bittul is Tashbisu. That's the Rashi by us. The Leksiv El Hashbasa. Rashi over there on Vomit Bay, Haloi is coming to explain why is Bittul take care of Bayer Rabbi. It's coming to explain, why was this worried? You did a Bidika. Now you're going to go, why do you have to do Bittul? We're afraid you're going to find a Gluska Yafa, we're going to find a Shane, a piece of cake on Yomtiv, and you're going to want it, and you're going to have Bayer Rabbi. And how does Bittul take care of Bayer Rabbi? Says Rashi, the Leksiv. What's the legend of Rashi? The Lake Siv, Ella Tashbisu, because it says Bishvaker Hakasha. Very nice. So it says Tashbisu. Rashi, by the way, is quoting our Rashi. But here begins the problem. The Rashi over there is not talking about Mitzvah Tashbisu. Rashi over there is directly talking about Yirah. What does Rashi say? Why? We have a landmark Rashi. Rav Nochum in his famous Shir Klali was Medayek this Rashi. You have to remember this Rashi the rest of your lives. Why does a guy who does Bittul, right? Everybody knows you do Bittul, you're not everybody. Why not? Says Rashi, the Lake Siv, Ella Tashbisu. So what? So what? Rashi doesn't say because it's Hefker. Rashi's going to explain why you're not Oiv. Rashi just said because it's Hefker. Rashi should have said because it's not Chometz. What does Rashi say? The Lake Siv Ella Tashbisu. Because it says Tashbisu. So what? That explains that when you do a Bittul, you're a Kayim Tashbisu. What does it do by your Rabbi Motzei? Pella Otzim. Rav Nachum shtelled his Iker Shekloli on this Rashi. and other gedolim also. Sheldon the Rashi. What's Rashi? Rashi's coming to explain over here. In our Gemara, it's a diak. Our Gemara says sagi. Okay, so what does sagi mean? Over there, Rashi's coming to explain why when a guy does bittul, he's not over by Yerol by Motzei. Says Rashi, because it only says Hashmisu, so what? Was it by Motzei? Either tell me that it's Hefker, or go tell me that it's Ois Chavetz. It's not Chavetz. It's turned into Afar. It's turned into Sawdust. What's Rashi saying at Drasha? And Bechal, we're talking about Yerol. What's Rashi being Tashmisu? This is where Rav Nochum, I promised you the first day of this man. This is where Rav Nochum said his famous Shikoli, that Rashi said that the reason why when you do bittul, you're not over by Yerol, is not because it's Hefker, eh? And not because you turned it into offer. You know why you're not over by Yerol Matzei? Because you did Tashbisu. Yeah, man, it's an error. Because you did Tashbisu. Because the like Sif, Dal Tashbisu, it says Tashbisu. And Rashi means to say that back on Dal and the Beis, from the fact that it said Tashbisu and it didn't say Tevaru, I learned out that Ashbosa believe heavy Ashbosa. Even a bittul works. Says Rashi, okay, very good. Let's do it by Yerol. This is what Rav Nochum said, a shocking Zach. See, Rashi, when you made Hashbosa believe, Havi Hashbosa has a Shem Hashbosa. It's not Hefker. Rashi doesn't say it's Hefker. Doesn't say anywhere in Rashi that it's not called Lechem anymore. By the way, which is a very extreme shot. The Zach loses its Shem Chometz because I decided that it's Ofer. Rashi says that the reason why not everybody wrote Matzah is because you were Mekayim Tashbisu. Fergich, you were Mekayim Tashbisu, very nice. What about Bayerah? You have Chometz in your house. It didn't become sawdust, it's Chometz. It did become Hefker, so why not over? This is where Rav Nochum built his famous Shikoli. That if you're Mekayim Tashbisu, you're not over by Yerol by Motzei. This is where Rav Nochum built his famous Shikoli. That if you're Mekayim Tashbisu, you're not over by Yerol by Motzei. And what Rashi meant to say on the Vav Amud Beis was as follows. You'll ask me, the guy has Chometz, the guy has a Gluska Yofa, what's he going to help me? He has Chometz. This is where Rav Nochum said his famous Shtikul Torah, that the Ver by Yerol by Motzei is not the having of the Chometz, the Ver by Yerol by Motzei is not the having of the chometz. It's not the avera. The avera by Rabbi Motzei is not doing the hashbasa, not doing what you need to get rid of the chometz. Not doing what you need to get rid of the chometz. If you're not doing what you need to get rid of the chometz, you're over by Rabbi Motzei. What happens if I did what I need to get? I did the hashbasa. I did proactively what the Torah is said to do. I'm not over by Rabbi Motzei because I did hashbasa. And Dor Shteta, the big Yisoy that we spoke about the first day of this man, that the avera by Rabbi is not the state of having chometz. The avera by Rabbi chometz is not doing what you were supposed to do to the chometz. How are you over by Yerol by Motzei? By not being mashmizit. What happens if I perpetrated a hashbosa to the chometz? I'm not over by your chometz. I have chometz. The chometz is mine. I have chometz. The chometz didn't become offer. The unusual pshat of the mitzvah and Ram Chalava doesn't make a difference. The ma'isa, the avera is not the having of the chometz. The avera is, the Torah says, get rid of chometz and don't have it. I got rid of my chometz. That was my. You'll tell me, that's called you got rid of chometz. Yeah, Hashbosa Balev, heavy Hashbosa. That's the emes of Pshat, first of all, Shitas Rashi, why a guy is not over by Yerol by Motzei when he goes ahead and does Bittul. Not because of Hefker, Rashi doesn't say it, not because it becomes Ofer, Rashi says the opposite, it's because I was Mekayim Tashbisu, and in Dem Alein, Dos Alein is the reason why you're not over by Yerol Motzei, but like I just said, that requires a major renovation of what the Aver by Yerol by Motzei is, and the minute that a person did the act of Hashbosa, he's not over by Yerol by Motzei anymore. 1 second. What? What do you mean? That's only kind of wrong because the guy's mash it from now on. Not over the mafreya. No, but no, because I came back out of it. Once I was mash, so I was mash. So bedika, the word is now the zach is here. So now you bedika ended. Now you want it. Bedika is a maisa. Where I did a bedika and a beer. Besides, I do what I need to do. Now starts a nuclear. But you have chometz in front of you. Now do you want? No, you can't back out of the Bittul. Once I was mashmas, I was mashmas. That's the technicality. Bidika have the chometz in front of me. That's the Hakdoma, that's the Psicha Teshitas Rashi. Now we start. Tez over here asks two famous kashas on Rashi. We take one at a time. First kasha on Rashi is Pirush Kuntres. Midik Sif Tashbisu, Belek Sif Gevaru, Amashbosa Belevi. Amashbosa Belevi, Bekoshalari. Frankly, read two kashas. We know that the word hashbosa means what? Burning. Volei bittul, not bittul. The Tanya Bishmaitzin. Rabbi Akiva Omer ain't sorach. Rabbi Akiva, later on, I explained this to you on the sheet today, brings a raya that ach b'yom rishon tashbisu can't be on yomtiv. Why can't it be on yomtiv? Because tashbisu means what? Tashbisu means to burn, and you're not allowed to burn on yomtiv. Harayom et tashbisu, matzino habor, sham malacha. Period. What's this is kasha? We'll stop right here. I have a lot to say. Frank Toysi says, how can you tell me that hashbosa means bittul? It's against the Mefurish Gemara? Rabbi Akiva says beforeish that I'll prove to you that Ach Yom Rishon Tashmishu Yom Rishon is Erev Yontiv, not Yontiv, which is the whole next blot. Because if it means on Yantiv, how can you touch Mishra? Touch Mishra is Havara, touch Mishra is Sreifa. And you can't do Sreifa on Yantiv. It's an Avalachi, not allowed to burn Chavetz on Yantiv. It must be that your Mishra is Erev Yantiv when it's wanted to burn. At Kant, what's this is Kasha, slowly? Today's Kasha is, how could you, Rashi, say that Ashbasa is Bittul when Rabbi Akiva says before it's Ashbasa is Sreifa? That's this is Kasha. What's this is Kasha? How could you, Rashi, say that Ashbasa is what? How could you, Rashi, say that Ashbasa is what? Ashbasa is Bittul. Rabbi Akiva says Mefurish that Ashbasa is Havara. That's what it means. It means to burn it. Atkan, this is Kasha. Slowly. So first of all, there's a massive Ha'ara on Tosis, which all the Gedolei Acharonim ask. If Tosis wants to ask from the fact that Bir Chometz means Sreifa and not Bittul, so what's he asking for Rabbi Akiva for? It's a Mishnah later on, Daf Chaf Aleph. I ask you to see a Mishnah Daf Chaf Aleph. What I ask you to see on Daf Chaf Aleph? Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Bir Chometz Ela Sreifa. I want to say no. Befarev is Zayr Luach. You can grind it down, throw it into the sea. But Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Bir Chometz Ela Sreifa. So they should have asked, how can you tell me that Tashbizu means Bittul, or Yehuda says it's Sreifa? He asks a similar kash, he asks Rabbi Akiva. Now you could say, Rabbi Akiva appears on Daf Hei, so he didn't want to wait till Daf Chaf Aleph. But it's strange, because the din that Rabbi Akiva says that it's Havara is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, or Zayim B'chametz El Sreifa. It's a very, very big deal over here. I'm going to say something tomorrow about this. But our Kapanim, we're going to ignore this little horror. Why did Tosis ask Rabbi Akiva when he should have asked directly from the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who holds Ein Bir Chometz Ela Sreifa? We'll ignore that for a second. And Tosis' kasha is, how can you go tell me that Hashbasa is Bittul? Hashbasa is Sreifa. Rabbi Akiva says, the word Tashbizu means Sreifa. At Kedei Kafter, Rabbi Akiva says that Ach Yom Rishon Tashbizu can't be going on Yantiv. Yom Rishon doesn't mean the first day of Yantiv, it means Erev Yantiv, because you're not allowed to burn on Yantiv. So how could you Rashi say Tashbizu means Bittul? Rabbi Akiva says that Rabbi Yehuda will call for our sake, says it means Havar, means Skirning. So, what's the Teretz to Rashi? How do you answer Rashi's, how do you answer Teretz to Rashi's kasha? Slowly. So the Ran that I asked you to see today, it's the Ran on that base, the first Ran, and the Ramban on that base also, B'toichat Vorm, they both say the same thing. They both say, about the Ebi Yochamot El Sreifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Aye, if Tashbizu means Sreifa, how could it be Bittul? Says the Ran Mefurish, about Richos Godel, it's the Ran that we learned at the beginning of this Ran. I'll say it over again. The Ran says, there's two tracks. There's two ways of understanding Tashbizu. There's two tracks. There's one track called Tashbizu means to get rid of it. And that Rabbi Yehuda says, Ebi Yochamot El Sreifa. You have to consume it. How? Sreifa. Where he learns that out of, we'll see in a few minutes. There's another track called Bittul, where Bittul means Hefker, and the word is you get rid of it, Aidei do it Bittul. It's two tracks, not a stira. The Ramban speaks out before us, that Shitas Rashi, there's two tracks, it's Gam. It's Gam for Gam. You can do Tashbizu this way, you can do Tashbizu that way. It's both the Marakim of Tashbizu. And there are two different tracks, and one is this, and one is that, and the Ramban speaks out by Hachov HaGedela. He doesn't even understand what Tashbizu Kasha is. He doesn't understand what Tashbizu Kasha is. There's two tracks, Tashbizu could be Azei, Tashbizu could be Azei. Richtig. There's a Rabbi Yehuda and there's a Rabbi Akiva out there holding Ebi Chometz El Sreifa. That's if you want to go ahead and physically want to get rid of it. But there's another track of doing Tashbizu, which is Hashbasa Balev. And Hashbasa Balev, Havi Hashbasa. The Mele, there are two ways where I can do it. So what's Tosis Kasha to begin with? That's how the Ran and the Ramban speak out. The Fishi does Rashi, the Teretz on Tosis first Kasha. What are you telling me? How could Rashi say that Hashbasa means Bittul, I Hashbasa means Sreifa? It's either or. It could be like that. It could be Azay. You can pick your tracks. The problem with that pshat is it doesn't make sense. In Rashi, Lefi, what I just said, it doesn't work. In Rashi, Lefi, what I just said, it doesn't work. Why not? Watch. I'm going to say what we're going to say now in two nuskhos. Bear with me. First of all, on a very low level, it's very hard to believe that it's called two tracks. Why? I'll explain. Bishleima, if I learn, like we're going to see in the Ran and the Ramban, that Bittul is Hefker. At the end of the day, Bittul creates Hefker. So then I can understand, there's two ways of doing Tashbizu. Watch what I'm going to say. Lam the Sharet. I can hear Tashbizu is either get rid of the object, and if you want to get rid of the object, you have to burn it. Ein Bir Chometz El Sreifa. There's another way, where you don't get rid of the object. You're not doing Hashbasa. Just the word is, you're getting it out of your Rishos. How do you get rid of the Chometz? Rid of means out of your rishos by doing Bittul. How does Bittul work? We'll talk at length when we learn the Ran. So then I can understand that it's two tracks. It's two tracks. The Torah says you Mekayim Tashbizu two ways. One way is physically getting rid of it, and if you want to physically get rid of it, you have to burn it. Ein Bir Chometz El Sreifa. And secondly, If you don't want to get rid of it physically and you want to do a different track with Tashmis, you can get the object out of your Roshos. How do you do that? You do Bittul. Bittul takes it out of your Roshos. That's fine. In Rashi, it's very hard to say such a thing. Hali Rashi says, Hashbosa b'lev havi Hashbosa. Midaliksiv tivaru. The Torah said tivaru. Rashi doesn't say it becomes hefker. Rashi's mashma that there's Hashbosa. There's an act of Hashbosa. The Torah said, don't do tivaru. The Torah says Tashbisu. And therefore, I'm going to ask my kasha in the following way. Watch what I'm going to say. The Torah HaKadosh says, it's Machlokes Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. We're starting to touch now one of the hearts of the Masechta. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan are arguing on Daf Chaf Aleph. How do you do Tashbisu? Rabbanan say, Mifara v'zoru l'ruchya. You take it, you grind it up, you turn it into crumbs, and you throw it into the sea, what we call it, you flush it. You flush it away, you get rid of it. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's no good. Ein b'yachom etzal sreifa. Sabakasha. The Torah doesn't say anything. The Torah says Tashbisu. Where do you get that? He learned it out of Neisr. Neisr, you have to burn. You have to burn chametz also. It's the afusa from Neisr. Slowly. Frankly, I don't understand. You're telling me that the Torah HaKadosh says get rid of it, and the Yehuda is makbid, you have to get rid of it a certain way. You have to dafka burn it. Lafuki what? Lafuki other ways of getting rid of it. What's the other ways of getting rid of it? Farah, Zeruach. There's other ways. No, you can't do that. Frankly, I don't understand. Watch what I'm going to ask. So the same miut that tells me that you can't do mafar zayr l'ruach, you can't do other forms of hashbasa, that same miut should tell me you can't do bittul. I understand. The Torah says tashbisu. Tashbisu, in its general state, means get rid of it. You're telling me you learn out of nicer. The guy has nicer from a car where you have to do sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda has a yafusa. The limud is not important now for the second. He learns out of nicer that you have to do a dafka de sreifa. Fine. Fergich, I don't understand you. So who told you you can't do mafar zayr l'ruach? What do you mean? It has to be sreifa. So how can you do bittul? The same mir which knocks out Mefara Zohar Ruach Liyom should knock out Bittul. I'm also going to ask the Kasha in a much more powerful way that's going to hurt. How does Rashi learn out Bittul? Because it says Tashbisu, all types of Hashbosa work, right? I have an interesting question. Wouldn't it make more sense to go be Marbe Mefara Zohar Ruach before you Marbe Bittul? If you tell me that Hashbosa teaches me that all types of Hashbosa work, right? So Yehuda says, no, Emir Chavetz El Shreifa. Ferkechai Kasha, I don't understand. I'm asking the Kasha two-sided. The same limud from Neisr that tells me that you can't do Mefarah v'Zayr Luach. Mefarah v'Zayr Luach, by the way, is a complete destruction of the Chometz. You take it, you turn it into crumbs, pirura, and you throw it to the wind, Eileyam. It's gone. It's not here anymore. It's finished. It's not here. Throw it away. The wind took it away. The Yam took it away. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's no good, because we learned out of Neisr. You have to burn it. So Rashi, oh, what about Bittul? Bittul works. Why? Because the Torah said, Hashbosa didn't say Tevaru. Frankly, Hakasha, really? So, but Neisr knocked out other ways of doing Hashbosa. It knocked out Mefarer, Vizor, Lochem. Why did it knock out Bittul? So tell me what do you mean. The Torah says Hashbosa. There's other ways of doing it. Frankly, really, there's other ways of doing it. So why can't Mefarer, Vizor, Lochem work? Make up your mind. Why is he going for two extremes? You're telling me that either Sreifa or Bittul. How do you know Bittul? Because the Torah said a very broad lashon. The Torah didn't say Tevaru. The Torah said a broad lashon called Tashbisu. Tashbisu means all types of hashbosses. So Frekech Hakasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda already agrees that Bittul works. That's a no-brainer. Everyone agrees that Bittul works. Frekech Hakasha, a weird zach. Either burning it or Bittul. And why not Mefarah Zohar Ruach? What do you mean? I learned out of Neisr. You have to burn it. So the same miut from Neisr that says only burning, it knocks out throwing it into the yam. It should knock out Bittul also. What's Bittul? Bittul's another form of Hashbosa. And I'm going to guess the other way around. And if you're going to tell me that the Lashon of Hashbosa came to be Marba other things, so it'll be Marba Mefarah Zohar Ruach Liyam. What's that supposed to be Marba Bittul? If anything, in the hierarchy of the list of opportunities, I will tell you Sreifa, then Mefarah Zohar Ruach Liyam, then Bittul, Hashbosa, Bolev, Avi Hashbosa. If it's a Yid, has a good heart. But it'll be much better to do. I understand, it's a weird Zach. The Lashon of Hashbosa is Marba Bittul, but it's not Marba Mefarah Zohar Ruach Liyam. That makes sense? It doesn't make any sense at all. Is watch. If you would tell me, here I'm saying again, if you would tell me that Bittul is Hefker, so I can say there's two tracks, there's no shakas to each other. When you want to physically get rid of it, you have to burn it. You can't do anything else. And there's another track called Hefker. I don't know why the Lashon of Hashbosa believe Havi Hashbosa punked his marab that and not that. I'm just going to get crazy kasha. I don't understand Rashi. But you'll tell me, it's two tracks. There's one track called physically getting rid of it. I don't have noise, you have to burn it. And if you don't want to physically get rid of it, then Hashbosa believe came to be marab. Another track called Hefker. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi clearly says it's not Hefker. What is it? It's Hashpasa. Hashpasa is not Hashpasa. It's another form of doing Hashpasa. So how, my fellow the Kakasha, how could it be the same Mechamot El Shefer? I'm asking it two ways. You learned that from Nisa, nothing else. So the same way Nisa knocks out storing it into the sea. So let it knock out. Bittul. Elamai, you told me, no, Hashpasa Balei was Marbe. Let it be Marbe. Mepharaz Erechdor. What's happening to Marbe Bittul? But don't repel Otsum the Neura. Elamai, the Teretz is, we learn out of Nisa that the only way of doing Tashbisa was Ayne Shefer. If that's the only way of doing Tashbisa, what's happening to Bittul work? You tell me the Hashbasa, the Lashon of Hashbasa, which is a broader Lashon, is Marba other ways. So what happens is Marba Dafka Bittul. Let it be Marba. The Mishnah says in the Chafalov, Rabbi Yehuda says, Aim Beer Chametz El Sreifa. Why? Because he learned that out of Lubdus. So it Malashach, you hold that other ways of Hashbasa work or they don't work. Because I'm telling you again, if I would learn that Bittul at the end of the day is Hefkus, I could hear two tracks. It's what they call in the Lubdus. There's one thing of getting rid of the object, and there's another thing of getting rid of it out of my Rishos. There's two tracks, two ways of doing Tashbisu. The Seder, maybe, Ulay. But in Rashi, we were not learning like that. All Rashi says, it's called the Hashbasa. Fekah Hakasha, you hold Emi Chometz El Shefa, not make up your mind. What if you're Marba, other types of Hashbasa, Vasem is Pum Bittel. If anything, I'll be Marba, Mufar Zerach Lurham. Pella Otsa Venera. The Seder taught us that Hagam that the Ran and the Ramban say it's a two-track Tashbisa, Rashi didn't hold like that. I'm explaining why Rashi couldn't hold like that, because it's not two tracks, it's a large bustle. I'm asking a bomb kasha. If it's a Maya, let it be a Maya. Is I've been saying over Daik, the emphasis is that the first one who said this was the Megini Shlema in the back of the Kovitz. Megini Shlema was a grandson of Rashi. Megini Shlema came to defend Shlema, he came to defend Rashi as Eder. He says a Diak and Rashi that Rabbi Seino built on, and this big lump is behind the Diak. There's a shinui from what Rashi says and how Tosfos brought him. Look inside. Rashi says, on the Talmud Beis over here by us, Rashi says, the Ksif Tashbisu Vleisu, if you look at the Rashi now, Hashbosa, the lave, he hashbosa. What do they say over here? Yeah. Hashbosa, the lave, he hashbosa. Hashbosa, the lave, he hashbosa. Look how tasty he's being, Zarashi. So, Rashi proves it couldn't exist, like you like to say, Alma hashbosa, the lave, Alma hashbosa, the lave, he. Does that see the difference? Tasty quotes Rashi, Alma hashbosa, the lave, he. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Vashbosa the lady, Yashbosa. Says the beginning, Shlomo says Rabbi Seinu, a shocking zach. A whole new look at the whole thing, which requires a whole reworking in Lumbus. Listen carefully. Tosfos understood that Rashi meant to say that since the Torah used the Lashon of Hashbosa, and not the Lashon of Tevaru, Rashi meant to say that when you do Bittul, you mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu. That's the Lashon of Tosfos, by the way. Alma Hashbosa! Belevi. How do you do Hashbasa? You do Hashbasa, Belev. So the way Tosfos quoted Rashi is that Tashbisu is Belev. So he asks, Tashbisu is Belev? Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Kiva, all day, Mecham is also Reva. How can you tell me that's what Tashbisu is? But Rabbi Seinu said, and Megiddo Shlomo already said, the Etzim Diok, that Rashi doesn't Rashi. Rashi said, Hashbasa the Lev, he Hashbasa. Hashbasa the Lev is also a Hashbasa. Rashi never said that Hashbasa the Lev is the Kiyam of Tashbisu. Rashi said it like this. The Torah HaKadosh used a Lashon of Tashbisu. From the fact that the Torah used a Lashon of Tashbisu, not Tevaru, the Torah says that the end game is to get the Hashbasa. Why did the Torah go out of its way to change the Lashon? The answer is to tell you that there's another way of getting the Hashbasa. You'll ask me, am I Mekayim Tashbisu? I did that. Chas v'shalom. Ein b'yachamot el sreifa. You want to know if I'm Mekayim Tashbisu? I did Bittul. Rashi never said you're Mekayim Tashbisu. What Rashi said is that from the fact that the Torah HaKadosh used the Lashon of Hashbasa, the Torah is Megal, that the end game is that it should be Mushbis. Ein B'Yochometz El Sreifa taught us that the only way to be Mekayim Tashbisu was we learned out of Nisa. So that's true. But at the end of the day, what happens if you do Bittul? At the end of the day, when you do Bittul, you weren't Mekayim the Asay, but you got the end game, which is that it should be Mushbis. And what Rashi meant to say was, Rashi never meant to say, that the word is that it's a gather of that's the mekiyim of the mitzvah seif tashbis. Mitzvah seif tashbis has ground rules. Rabbi Yehuda and Chafalav and Bichavetzol Sefer. The Rabbanan say Mefaras the Rachuam. Rashi wasn't discussing that. Rashi was saying that since the Torah changed the lashon from Tevaru tashbisu, the Torah was megala that the end game is to get to mushbis. Why did Torah change the lashon? Because the Torah is coming to you megala. There's other ways of getting to hashbasa. Or be it is true, you won't be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. But lemais at the end of the day, you'll get to the state of mushbis. And how's that? What's that? That's bittul. Rashi never said. Says the beginning shlema. Said Rav Yisenu. Rav Nochum said this nishir kol. Everybody said this. Rashi never said you're mekayim the mitzvah of seif tashbisu by doing bittul. No such Rashi. What Rashi said is, Alma, we see that it's called Hashbasa. It's called that you amashes the chametz. You got to the end result. The end result is that there's another way of getting chametz to a state of mushbis. Because Hashbisu is Engel Chametz El Seifu, or Mefar of Zeruch Lerab. Could we need to physically get rid of it? But since the Torah HaKadosh changed the Lashon and said that the Gedr HaDvarim is the Gedr of Hashbasa, Hashbasa Balev Havi Hashbasa, so Lamaisa, the Chametz is Mushbis. So Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you weren't Mekayim the Asay, because you didn't do it the way you were supposed to do it. But the end result of what the Torah wanted out of it, Lamaisa, you took care of it. You made Hashbasa in the Chametz. Moshe asked me, I go back to the beginning of the Shir. He asked me, so why is he not over by your all that month, eh? I the guy wasn't Mekayim Tashbisu. Yoleski, I the guy wasn't Mekayim Diasei. Because Avada and Avada, Rabbi Cohen, when I said at the beginning that the guy's not over by Raw, not because he's Mekayim Diasei. It's because I did to the Chometz that I need to do to the Chometz. Not that I said at the beginning, the Rashi, that Avraham Avay says that you're not over by Raw because it says Tevar Tashbisu. Rashi didn't mean to say because you were Mekayim Diasei, it's a Lava Nithik Diasei. Rashi meant to say that you two life in the Chometz, what you need to do. Yoleski, was I Mekayim Diasei? Was I Mekayim Diasei? Rashi never said you Mekayim Diasei. Atka and Divrei Rabbi Seinu to explain what, and that's the emes teretz on Tosis Kasha. The emes teretz on Tosis Kasha is Avada ein b'chometz el shveifa. Avada ein b'chometz el ha'avara. Rashi never said you mekayim the tashbisu. Rashi said that the end game of the mitzvah is to get to a state of hashbasa. Hashbasa b'leiv heavy hashbasa. Tosis misquoted the Rashi. Tosis quoted the Rashi of Alma Hashbasa Belevi. The way you do Hashbasa is Belevi. This is Rashi. Rashi said Hashbasa Belevi, Happy Hashbasa. The Mela, there's no Kasha at all for any of the Kashas of Tosis. And there's no two tracks, by the way. There's only one track. Just the part is that if you perpetrated an act of Hashbasa to the Zachi, not everybody wrong, because you did to it what needs to be done to the Chametz. Hagamda, you weren't Mekayim the Asay, because you didn't do the Asay the way the Torah Kedusha wants you to do it. One second. One second.
And that's good enough for Matsukuski Yafna?
Can you? I would have thought this also, I would have known there's such an entity called Bittul Machal. Rashi doesn't know that it's Hefker. It's an act of Bittul, it's an act of Hashbasa, it's an act of wiping out the Chametz in your heart. You're eradicating Chametz in your heart, and that's a new way of making Hashbasa in the Chametz. Alma Hashbasa Belev Hevi Hashbasa, because you are Machshevika Afra Da'ara, and that itself is a new act of Hashbasa. The Chametz is Mushbit. Hagam that you weren't Mekayim, they say you want to. Rashi never said. And that's why the Magen Shlomo points out that the way Tosis quoted the Rashi is not the way. It's not the way Rashi said. Rashi says you never Mekayim, they say. One second, slowly. I never care, but I didn't mean to say it because I was Mekayim the essay. I meant to say that you did what needs to be done to the Chometz. Which makes more sense, what I say? It's a deraisa, chas shalom, it's a deraisa of the Mahadrin. I wasn't Mekayim the essay, you're shakers. But you should know that if you do it, you're a yet to be the raisa. Once you do it, you're done, me the raisa. There's no purpose of doing anything because the chometz already is mushmas.
It's a
chiyah means you have a chiyah to hashbisu. You are mekayim the raisa. The yadar is sagi. Nothing you can do anymore. You missed the mitzvah. You missed the mitzvah. You missed the mitzvah. You are mashmas it already, and you didn't do the mitzvah. Correct. I don't know the word get rid of means. The Gemara says that the minute you do it, you are yotze mideraisa. One second, hold on, one second. The fees, I want to say a Murray to come back. One second. Rabbi Hirsch was here 5 years ago, you won. Remember this year? That's why you're here. You don't have this year. Having my notes, you asked 3 kashas during this year. Yes. Yeah, he's a bacher just coming out of what was that place called? DJ, we have Ramov. Look, turn to Chavzayim of Bez. We're not going anywhere until I finish this. Listen off. Listen carefully. Turn to Chavzayim of Bez. Chazayim of Beis, which I asked you to see today, is one of the most controversial Gemaras in the whole Masechus. Mamash, not to be believed. Turn to Chazayim of Beis, we're going to learn a piece of Gemara inside together. One of the strangest Gemaras, one of the big, great controversies of Masechus Pesachim. When I think about Pesachim, when I do, I don't think about it that much, but when I thought about it, Ben Azmanim, I thought about this Kasha. This is the first thing that came to my mind. I mean, I do. I think about Bobitzia. Bobitzia is on my mind right now. Yeah. Look inside. Tanya. Can we learn a piece of Gemara inside together? One of the most controversial Gemaras in the Masechta. Let's learn a piece of Gemara inside together. Tanya. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Ein b'chametz el sreifa. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only do b'chametz, you can only do tashbisa by burning it. You can't do b'fara, b'zayra, ruach liyam. But I did not say it's a kal v'chomer. Uman noisa she'ein by your rabbi matziton sreifa. Yeah, it's a kal v'chomer. Madoch noisa, which doesn't have by your rabbi matziton. The guy has something left over from his carbon, he's allowed to keep it around. It's not by your rabbi matziton. You have to burn it. And still the Torah Kodesh says, Toron Sreifa, you have to burn a chametz yeshna by your rabbi matziton the kolshkein, a kal v'chomer. Now, I'm just going to tell you a sneak preview. The Gemara in the end drops out of this Kal V'chomer. The Gemara in the end says it's a limud, it's a memetzino from Snoiser. It's not a Kal V'chomer. But the Gemara at this stage learned it's a Kal V'chomer. Madoch, Snoiser, which is Kal, doesn't have Ayra, has Sreif for Kol Shkein Chometz. Amulai, so they answered back to Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Din Shata Don Tchilose Lahachmer V'soif V'lahakol Eino Din. You're using a kal v'chomer to teach me sreifa. A kal v'chomer by nature is a kal to a chomer. You can only darshan a kal v'chomer if it's going to be a chomer. Madach the kal has sreifa kol shkein the chomer. What happens if you're going to use a kal v'chomer in the end? It's going to come out of kula. What's the kula? Sreifa lahakol. Over here, this kal v'chomer is going to end up in a kula. Why? Lemotze etzim l'sarfa. If I'm not going to find wood to burn it, hayeshim bebatol. I'm going to sit around with my arms folded, twiddling my thumbs. I'll tell you what, Tashbisa v'teichem, yeah, Maisa? If you wouldn't tell me that I have a kal v'chomer to teach me shreifa, so I would say there's no chomer. But you have to go do whatever you need to do. But now that you're telling me that what, that I have to learn out that shreifa, dafka shreifa, and you're learning it out from a kal v'chomer has to go chomer all the way. This is a chumrah that's going to end up in a kula. Because if you're using the kal v'chomer to teach me to do sreifa, what happens if I can't find eitzim? What happens if Nebuch, I can't find eitzim? So yeshiv v'batal, I'll sit around doing nothing. And that's a kula. So your chumrah, your kal v'chomer, which is going to be machmer on me that I have to burn, is going to end up a kula. I'll sit twiddling my thumbs. What's around this gemara? Well, before that, first of all, what's around this gemara? So the first question is, what do you mean the guy's going to sit twiddling his thumbs? First of all, he has to take care of what? What? First of all, Bayirua. What do you mean, twiddling his thumbs? The Torah says, Tashbisu, and you kiss Reva. What do you mean? You can be over in another second Bayirua. You have to do something, correct? So that's the Shagas Ariyeh asks in Siman Ayin Zayin, the famous Shagas Ariyeh. Shagas Ariyeh answers that the Gemara is not handling Bayirua over here. The Gemara means to say it's going to be a kula as far as Tashbisu is concerned, slowly. So the first kasha of the Gemara is, what do you mean, Yeshiva Balti? You can't find wood. You just sit around doing nothing. What do you mean? The clock is running. You're going to be over by Bayirua in another few minutes. So that the Shagas Ariyeh says the Gemara over here was handling, it's a kula legami, the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Legami Tashbisu, you'll sit with your arms folded. You might have to do something for Bayirah. But as far as Tashbisu is concerned, you have what share? What is the kash? Effect of Tzlach, effect of the Medim Yudah, effect of Shagas Ariyeh, a Velt Stummel. Effect of Tzlach over here, Achav Zayin of the Bays. Effect of Shagas Ariyeh, Zim and Pein Gimel, the kash that shook the world. What do you mean, Yeshiv Batal? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Yeshiv Batal. He's not going to be Yeshiv Batal. Hello, there's another track. What's the other track? Bittul. And Rashi taught us that Bittul means Tashbisu. So what's such a Gemara? What's what do you mean Yeshiv Batal? The guy's not Mekayim Tashbisu. Rashi said you're Mekayim Tashbisu. Rashi said you're Mekayim Tashbisu. Rashi said you're Mekayim Tashbisu. The guy's not a Yeshiv Batal. Well, what's the Chumrah to Islay Kula? It's going to end up a Kula because you won't find wood and it'll come out. You won't do anything because you don't have a way of being Mekayim Tashbisu. What do you mean? You have a way of being Mekayim Tashbisu. You have a Rashi. The Gemara Rashi says that Bittul is Hashbasa. As they affected Tzlach over here, Chazayin of Abbez, the Shakasai, you raised a tumult of Tzaka. Do you know that because of this? Because of this pshat, the tzlach over here, Chazayim of Beis is deichikim neiroyim, that our Gemara, that Rashi said that you learn how to shbos is bittul, is only according to Rabbanon, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't do bittul, according to Rabbi Yehuda, a whole tumult, a whole Maisa. Yeah, Maisa. It's shocking. The Gemara says that Yeshiv bottle, if you hold a Bechavit al Srefer, you're going to sit around doing nothing and you're off the hook as far as Tashbisu. You can't do Tashbisu. What's kind of ton? What do you mean you can't do Tashbisu? Bittul is Tashbisu. The whole Velt, Rash, you can't imagine what went on the Shagazari to get out of this Kasha. Yeshiv bottle. Says the Velt, said Rabbi Seinu, they'll feed the Nukshan Rashi. Rashi never said you're going to Tashbisu. Rashi said that if you do bittul, it's hashbasa, havi hashbasa, it's called hashbasa. But you weren't mekayim the, you weren't mekayim anything. You weren't mekayim anything. You weren't mekayim anything. So you're yoshe bottle. You'll be yoshe bottle insofar as the mitzvah of tashbisu is concerned. Rashi says hashbasa b'lei. Rashi never said you mekayim tashbisu when you do bittul. Rashi said that bittul is called a hashbasa. Rashi says bittul is called a hashbasa. That is cool. But to go ahead and say you were kind of tashbisu, as far as tashbisu is concerned, if you're not going to lamotza eitzim, you'll sit around, you have your bottle. All that, my rabbi say, is the first kasha of Tosfos Rashi. The next kasha of Tosfos Rashi, we're going to spend b'chof ha'gedol and go teef into the big chakiras on what tashbisu is, b'shot ha'yabom u'slachas.